Hi, welcome to the Take 5 podcast, the show that helps strengthen firefighters in protecting those relationships that matter most. I'm your host, Lee Sullivan, licensed mental health counselor and certified emotionally focused therapist. I'm so glad you're here today. Hi, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about the differences between reacting and responding. So recently I went on a walk with a friend and she had moved from the suburbs to a major city. She described her new neighborhood in the downtown district of this large city, and she was describing it as active, and there was always something going on. Even in the middle of the night, there was always the lights of the city, which actually made it hard for her to see the stars at night. And she was having trouble sleeping because there was constantly just white noise, city noise. There was cars, there was dogs barking, there were EMS units, police and fire using lights and sirens through the night, and she was having a hard time sleeping because of this. She described her nervous system as being on alert or a little bit activated. And she said that even when she was doing yoga and different mindfulness exercises, it was hard for her to calm her nervous system down. And she could actually feel the energy of the city. When she described her somatic response, I started having a reaction to it. I started having my own somatic reaction. I recognized I felt a knot in my stomach. I was feeling my neck muscles and my jaw muscles tense up. And I could just tell that I was having a physical or a somatic reaction to her story. So reactions and responses are often used interchangeably, but they're quite different. And we want to break those apart today. So I just gave you an example of my own somatic or physical reaction. Neuroresearcher James Gross and his colleagues have conducted fMRI and EEG neuroimaging studies. And they look at these images to look at the neural activity or brain activity to study the time course of emotion. And they were able to actually separately quantify reactivity and regulation or response, a controlled state of response. And so their original studies, which are published in their book, and again, all the references cited in today's episode are going to be in the episode podcast notes. They discovered that it takes the brain 1/10 of a second to register emotion and 6/10 of a second for the prefrontal cortex, or the reasoning system of our brain, which is right up here behind our forehead, to register cognition. There's a 0.5 second difference between a reaction and a controlled response. So let's break this down a little bit more. Reactions are automatic. Somatic reactions are automatic bodily sensations. So an example of this is when you hear the tones go off at work, or you might receive a vibrating notification on your phone or your smartwatch, and your body automatically reacts to this. It goes on high alert. You might feel your muscles tighten. You might feel your heart rate increase. We also have emotional reactions. Emotional reactions are immediate feelings. When someone is showing anger, They might be yelling. They might start amping up. Their facial expressions get more intense. They might actually get bigger in stature. They might start yelling. You might react with anger back. You might have a reaction of going mute or getting small and quiet. You might have a reaction of giving up your need or giving up your opinion, your idea, or your want. Reactions happen before we know it. They are immediate. We develop our reactions based on our life experiences. And it's our brain's way of protecting ourselves from a danger that we've experienced before or something bad. So our brain is actually trying to protect and preserve us. Responses are different. Responses are controlled. They're much slower. They're methodical. They can be planned. So an example of this is I might have an emotional response when the tones go off, or you might have an emotional response when the tones go off. You might reframe those tones to mean that you get to use a new piece of equipment or try out a new tactical technique that you just learned in training. You might reframe your emotional reaction of nervousness or fear to excitement or challenge. You can reframe and redirect your emotional responses to those tones that go off. Dr. Gross's research also suggests that creating a new image, a new mental image, may help us to move from reaction to response much faster. So the next time that you feel your body reacting, slow yourself down. Get clear on what you're reacting to. What is it that's causing the somatic or emotional reaction for yourself? Do you feel afraid? Do you feel nervous? Lonely? Do you feel sad? Getting really clear and identifying this is the first step in order to manage or redirect your responses. Once you have a clear picture of your experience, try to create an image that would give you a successful outcome. What could you imagine in your mind? What picture could you put in place that would give you reassurance to your fear or your sadness or your loneliness? What image can you create of yourself that would produce a positive outcome? For example, if you're fearful of talking to someone, an officer maybe, or someone higher up on that chain of command than you are, and you're nervous to talk to them, what image can you create that will help you feel more confident, that will help you identify or imagine a positive outcome or a beneficial outcome for yourself? The next time you have a reaction, don't judge it. Instead, show yourself some empathy and try to understand it. Get curious about it. Identify what is it that you are reacting to. Knowing this does not mean that you have to respond to it. You can choose your emotional responses. Just slow it down. Take a breath. Slow yourself down. Identify what you're reacting to. And then try to create a mental image of controlled responding. Now, in real time, the difference between reaction and response is a half of a second only. But we can do a lot with that half of a second. We can create a successful outcome. We can choose to respond differently. But we first need to identify what we're reacting to in order to know the outcome or the desired outcome that we want. Thank you for joining me today as we learn the difference between our reactions and our responses. And we also learned how we could mitigate negative outcomes for our responses and how to have successful outcomes. If you learned something useful from today's podcast, please like us, please share us with other firefighters or fire service personnel, and subscribe so that you don't miss out on any future episodes. Also, if you have new ideas for new podcast topics or episode contents that you'd like me to research, please leave those in the comments. I love hearing from you, and absolutely continue to practice secure attachment, emotional awareness, which all of it helps to produce the resilience that's going to mitigate the negative impact to those critical incidents that you occur every time you go to work. Thank you so much. Take care. For a list of references used in today's episode, please visit our website at take5withlee.com. You'll also find more resources for first responders that have been vetted for cultural competence. Remember, what we see, we can change one feeling, one message, one conversation at a time. Thank you for joining me as we learn to tap into our emotion signals, which will ultimately build resilience, protecting and preserving those relationships that matter most. Be safe out there and be well.